Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Tick Tick Boom. This autobiographical chamber piece about a struggling composer written by Jonathan Larson in 1990 is given much added poignancy now that we know what happened in the time afterwards. 6 years on, Jonathan was about to open Rent, a show that would become a defining work in the history of musical theatre, win the Pulitzer Prize for Drama and 4 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Sadly, though, Jonathan wasn't around to enjoy the adulation because he collapsed and died just before Rent's opening night. So it's impossible to view this show without thinking of what might have been for a man with Larson's rare talent. In Bronner Langan's beautifully pitched production, Chris Jenkins stars as Jonathan, who's living in a bohemian sector of New York and working in a diner while trying to establish himself as a musical theatre composer and putting together a workshop of his rock musical Superbia. Added to the stress of all that, Jonathan is taking a long, hard look at his life and suffering something of a crisis as he approaches his 30th birthday. There in support are his long-suffering dancer girlfriend Susan, played by Gillian Saker, and Michael, played by Jordan Shaw, a former actor friend who has changed careers, taken the corporate dollar, and is now enjoying the life of a young executive. A backstage story about artistic angst could end up as 90 minutes of navel-gazing with a hero that comes across as something of a self-absorbed pain in the neck, but that certainly isn't the case here. While Jonathan is certainly a coiled spring of neurosis and self-doubt, Jenkins invests him with a charm and puppy-dog-like ability that's difficult to resist. While Gillian Saker, making her musical theatre debut, and Jordan Shaw are both captivating as the people caught in his orbit, and they also offer some nice little cameos in other roles. Those familiar with Rent will recognise the Larson style on the score, a compelling mixture of driving rock tunes and spine-tingling ballads that are beautifully sung by the cast and superbly executed by a band under the musical direction of Gareth Bretherton. And while the score is loaded with emotion, there are some delightfully witty sequences. Those who know Stephen Sondheim's musical Sunday in the Park with George can't fail to spot the delightful little pastiche in tribute to the man who was Larson's hero and later his mentor. The productions sometimes feel a little cramped in the studio space at the Park Theatre, but it also gives an intimacy to a show that serves as a tribute to a talent that was taken far too early, and it's all played with warmth and enormous charm. Tick Tick Boom is at the Park Theatre until the 27th of May. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.